for the biggest little show on the internet, LFR, Little Fella Radio, with host AJ and co-host Sydney. Pencils down, earbuds in, it's now time for the show to begin. And here's AJ!
Welcome to Little Fella Radio and LittleFellaRadio.com. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, AJ. Make sure you follow Little Fella Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Today's show is brought to you by the Shop Amazon tab on LittleFellaRadio.com. Amazon is the number one way to save a few dollars. If you or your parents shop Amazon, tell them to do it through the Shop Amazon tab on LittleFellaRadio.com. Why am I doing all the entire intro, you ask? Well, it's because we don't have Sydney today. We have a wonderful guest co-host today, Miss Caitlin. This is her first time coming on the show, as some of you may know. This is also her first time watching the show, considering she's on it. And don't lie, you never watched that show. You
yes,
can
I
talk.
Did.
No, you didn't. I don't believe you. Name one thing that happened on that show.
You guys talked about sports.
What kind?
Basketball.
Okay, we probably talk about stuff like that all the time. You could have just guessed. Name something else.
You talked about Markiplier?
I talk about Markiplier on every show.
Well, I don't know.
See, because you didn't watch it.
I did.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, Caitlin's here filling in for Sydney, because Sydney is in Las Vegas doing stuff that Sydney does. I don't know what she does, but she's in Vegas for things, and Caitlin's here filling in for her, so give her love and support. Hate on her. Hate on her a lot. What?
Yes, I want all the hate.
She's weird like that. Nah, I'm just kidding. Caitlin is a friend of mine. We go to the same school, unfortunately. We're in the same class, unfortunately.
Ew. What? I want to be with you.
That's not what you said before. But don't. Shots fired.
Wow.
I know. I'm amazing, aren't I?
Totally.
Duh. Because, I don't know. Just go with it. Also, you guys, remember to get, if you want to have Markiplier on the next show, which is possibly, probably, is the last show of the season, you guys have to make sure you use the... Don't get mad at me. It's not my fault that summer's short. If I had it my way, I'd never go back to school, and we do the show all the time. But make sure you guys use the hashtag Markiplier on LFR, because that is the hashtag that we use for getting Markiplier on LFR. It's lowercase unless you get to the LFR. It's all lowercase until LFR. That's all uppercase. I'll write that down or post it for you guys in case you want to. But if you guys want to know it, you should go on Twitter and go on our Facebook and Instagram, because we put that stuff on there. So make sure you follow us on all those and like us on Facebook, and you will learn about that. But we all know you guys want Markiplier and LFR. Isn't that right, Caitlin?
Yes.
This is going to be a long show. I did not almost call you Sydney. My bad.
Whatever.
Wouldn't you like Markiplier to be in the show?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
If he did say that he wanted to be in the show, I will make sure you come back next week just so you can talk to him. Because that's her favorite YouTuber. Okay, I'm sorry. Captain Sparkles.
There we go.
Captain Sparkles is her favorite. Marco Sparkles.
Marco Sparkles. I ship it.
Okay. Marco Sparkles is Markiplier's nickname in high school. But if you want to ship Captain Sparkles and Markiplier, it's Marco Sparkles.
Yeah.
I don't ship Marco Sparkles.
I ship it.
I know you do. She also ships Caitlin Plier. Or not Caitlin Plier. Caitlin Pie. Pewdalin.
I guess.
She read a book. It was it was a PewDiePie ex-reader kind of book. It was 50 Shades of PewDiePie. And she read that in her own, as if it was her, and she was just like,
no,
oh my
I
god,
did that.
PewDiePie, you love me? And I was just like, you read 50 Shades of Grey?
No.
She was all interested in that.
Sure.
That's funny, her favorite YouTuber used to be PewDiePie, mine used to be Jacksepticeye. Oh my god, PewDiePie.
PewDiePie.
Jacksepticeye. PewDiePie. Their names don't mix. Jacksepticeye is one of the hardest people to create a ship name with, except Septiplier. That works perfectly. Septiplier works perfectly. But that's beyond. Let's not worry about Septiplier. That's something that you don't want to make me think of. I ship it. I don't ship anything else besides that. Well, and Vanirius. There's another thing for it. H2 Vanos. That's what I ship. But that ended badly, and those two almost weren't friends anymore because of how bad that ship got.
Wow.
It actually got so bad that they couldn't play game. They couldn't record videos together, and they had to take at least a 2-month break from doing any videos together because it got that bad. Because
what?
Because I think Vanos, he got a girlfriend or something, and his fans flipped. There are way more fangirls out there for H2 of Vanos than you think. And when Evan, I just call him by his name, Vanos, wow. I totally don't write fanfics, and I didn't use his name for any reason. Vanos, he posted a picture with the chick, and the internet flipped because, what are you doing with her? That's not H2 Delirious. H2 Delirious is who you should be with. And his Twitter was not the same again because long story short, Delirious and Vanos were not able to play for a long time. I keep wanting to call him Evan. His name is Evan, and I keep wanting to call him Evan, but we're not friends. We're not pals. I don't have the ability to call him Evan. Although I call Markiplier his name all the time. I just add a plier to the end of it. But if you don't hear me calling Jacksepticeye Sean or PewDiePie Felix, I can't even start. It took me the longest time to pronounce PewDiePie's real name because his last name is one of the most impossible to pronounce. And Caitlin, would you like to pronounce it?
Go ahead.
No, you do it.
No, go ahead. You do it better.
He's your favorite.
No, you do it better. Go ahead.
I couldn't even say his middle name that time.
I can't say it.
Yes, you can. You're his favorite. Or
go ahead.
He was your favorite.
No.
His name is Felix Arvid Oof. Was it? Gilberg. I think it was Felix Arvid Oof Gilberg. I don't even know how to spell it. It's like KJBBR. Elber.
And by the push wingers, go get a quin drobble, sign to Celia, go, go, go.
That was the weirdest sniffle I've ever had in my life. But yeah, Felix Arvid, he has a weird name. You don't hear me calling him Felix, and you don't hear me calling Jack Sean, and Mark is senpai, so I don't even call him Markiplier, his senpai. I was going through his old videos, and I started watching Soma again today because
Soma
was probably my most favorite playthrough that he ever did. What was that, like 20-something episodes, I think?
Almost 30.
Yeah, that playthrough, I waited every single day to watch that because I fell in love with him playing Soma. And in the beginning, he starts off all happy and everything, and then he slowly gets more scared and upset. And by the end, he's just like, I killed so many innocent robots.
Yeah.
I killed everything. And I shoved my hand into... Never mind. That's besides the point. Markiplier is not PG-13 at times. What do you mean?
I mean, he can be.
At times. But that man is he cusses more than a sailor. And his favorite word is undoubtedly the F1.
Yes.
Because that's his favorite one. And then, actually, I've taken a lot of stuff from Markiplier.
I know you have.
I've taken a lot of words from him. We're not bringing that up. We're not bringing up my most favorite insult from him.
That's my insult.
That is my insult. Just
I said it first.
No. This girl right here thinks that she's going to take what I say and keep it as hers and say, I said it first. She wouldn't even know she wouldn't even know half the crap that she knows if it weren't for me. Okay, one thing that she has stolen from me and says it all the time is whale. Because whenever I type well, I don't type W-E-L-L. I put whale, W-H-A-L-E, like the... And I don't know what this was, but it's a... But I put whale then, and I sent it to her like 3 times before she's just like, that's clever, I'm going to take that. I sent her to her, whale then.
I said it first.
No, you did. I'm not about to get into this right now. I said it first. It was my thing first, so thank you. So, any hoosies, a lot of things I've taken from Markiplier. Spoopy. Instead of saying spooky or scary, say spoopy. Some people like to say that I have taken Markiplier's laugh. I have watched him enough to where I start laughing like him from time to time.
Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could believe you're not considering the way you think that I walk. No, I'm still mad at you. I'm still salty about that.
Of course.
She likes to... She may seem kind and innocent and short, but she's a demon.
No, I'm not.
Yes, she is.
I'm a perfect child.
That's how you know you can't believe her. Especially when she does... Ding, ding. That's how you know you can't believe her, because she, she likes to insult me on a daily basis. Like, there, I couldn't go a day without getting insulted by Miss Caitlin.
Because it's fun. Like...
She enjoys ruining people.
It's like, not ruining you.
Ruining my self-confidence.
No.
See, she can't even...
sarcasm.
No, she's like, no. Give me a second. I'm picking up something that I can lie about.
It's called sarcasm.
Okay.
I am the queen of sarcasm.
That is true. Caitlin's sarcasm is so crazy that she, sometimes you can't even tell if she's being sarcastic or not. Like, whenever she answers me over text, I have to be really careful. Like, I've learned how to deal with her sarcasm, and I can pretty much tell if she's being sarcastic or not. But when she was, talking before I really, like, got to know her, whenever she would talk or something, I could not tell if she was being sarcastic. And over text, sometimes it's harder because it's really hard to tell sarcasm over text. I can tell it. But with her, it's like, you can't tell if she's really being sarcastic or if she's just a total jerk. You can't tell if she's being sweet and everything or if she's really just like, I hate all of you. All of you could die.
Sometimes I don't even know.
Sometimes she's so sarcastic that she doesn't even know if she's being serious or not.
Yeah.
She'll say something, like, 2 seconds later, she's like, I don't know if I meant that. Like,
yeah.
Did I mean to say that, or was I really being sarcastic? Like,
yep.
Yep. She's also, I don't know, short?
Yep.
How tall are you?
So are you.
I'm taller than you, so that's all I
know. So?
I may be the shortest guy in our class, but that doesn't mean anything. Am I the shortest guy in our class?
Probably.
Excuse me. Oh my god, I am the shortest guy in our class. There's no one shorter than me. If you think about it, there really is no one shorter than me.
Nope.
Because Jose's got inches on me. I think the closest person to... Dominic! I think I'm taller than Dominic.
Maybe. You might be. You're probably the same height.
Maybe. Maybe next year when there's new students. I'm looking forward to the new students. I wonder what they'll be like.
Why?
Let's just say we need more girls in our class.
No, we don't.
Just because you get into an argument and you hate all of them doesn't mean that I can't enjoy the new lovely ladies that are going to be joining our class.
Whatever.
Imagine if some of the girls that are, or people that are coming to our class next year are watching this right now.
Hi.
If you're watching this right now and you're ended up and you see us in 10th grade, you're going to be like, oh God, there's that chick that
everyone hates.
Yeah. Sad part is, I'm only slightly exaggerating.
Yeah.
When it comes to Caitlin, the insults are amazing.
Yeah.
They're not really insults. They're just like, she's emotionless. She doesn't care.
I'm a robot.
She really is. She doesn't show... She's not programmed to have emotion.
Yep.
Unless Captain Sparkles is on this. She's like, yay! I've never seen her... What was the happiest I've ever seen her? The happiest I've ever seen Caitlin. It's non-existent. I can't think of the happiest time I've ever seen Caitlin. Maybe it was during the trip when I went to Yellowstone? No. Oh, I didn't really know. I didn't really get to see or hang out with you that much during the Yellowstone trip. But, yeah, I'm still a little salty about that, too.
Salty much?
Spicy boy. Gotta rename fire ants to spicy boys.
Fire ants?
Fire ants are now called Spicy Boys.
Okay.
B-O-I-S. Yeah. Don't judge me. Don't give me an English lecture right now.
Too late.
But you didn't say anything.
I already judged you.
Oh. Well, you judge me all the time, and I judge you right back.
Yep.
So, have you heard about the whole Melania Trump? I think that's her name. Trump's wife. Have you heard about her plagiarizing Michelle Obama's speech?
Nope.
You haven't heard about that. What's the most recent thing of news you've heard about recently?
I don't know. I don't follow the news. It's all so depressing.
Like yourself.
I know.
Yeah, well, Miss chick Trump. I think her name is Melina. I can't remember. But she apparently, and everything points towards it, even her words, ripped off Miss Michelle High and Mighty Obama. She ripped off her speech from back in 2008.
Wow.
You don't care.
I do. Like, what was it about?
She was talking about, like, the world. She was trying to help give Trump supporters, like, or try to convince people to join Trump. And people were looking at it, and they're like, her speech sounds familiar. And they played it back to Michelle Obama's speech, and almost it's 100% word for word how Michelle Obama's speech was.
Wow.
And then I saw this thing. I can't remember what show it was, but it said Trump's entire campaign is based off of a TV show. And it showed it, and it is his campaign and the way he thinks is based off of, and the words he says came from a TV show or a movie. I can't remember which one it was, but it was like, they are ripping off other things.
Well, then.
You said well. I said whale. Well. See, she's not then. Even a true supporter of the whale, then.
That's my word.
Whale. It's not your word. My Snapchat needs to stop blowing up. It is. There we go. I'm sorry. I just kept bing all the time. But yeah, Trump supporters, just know that you're a Trump is more like a high school student who didn't decide to do his essay until the last minute.
So you?
Listen here. I don't do my essays, okay? So I'm far different.
Wow.
Even though I got all A's and B's, so what now?
Whatever.
Did you ever get your grades?
Nope.
Are you lying to me and just hiding them so your mom doesn't know?
No, I didn't get them.
For cereal? For cereal.
Yes, for cereal.
That's a new thing.
Yep.
I got my grades back. A's and B's. But I got English top honors, chess master, and a trophy for having honor roll the entire year.
Teacher's pet.
I'm not a teacher's pet. I'm just good at doing stuff.
No, you're not.
Listen here. I bet the only trophy... No, that's a lie. I don't remember everything you got, but I know you got something for dance. And mm-hmm. stuff for the trip that you went on.
Mm-hmm.
But that was about it, if I can remember correctly.
Yeah,
that was. Much. I just remembered. I'm not going to talk about it, but I'm not going to go in depth about it. But remember the thing you said I had to do if I get a certain amount of awards?
Yes.
That was the slowest I have ever seen you react to something. Let's just say, long story short, Caitlin told me to do something to someone if I got a certain amount of awards. And I was like, okay, do you want me to do it right now? She's like, yeah. So I did it, and I did it to her. And then she was just like, I was like, okay, I'm leaving, bye. And I did it. And she's like, wait, but you still have to do the thingy to the person. And I was just like, I was looking around. And I looked at her ex-best friend at the time, and I was just like, is she slow? And she was even just like, I guess. And you're sitting there like, what? What do you mean? And then it's like, you're like, wait, was that it? Oh,
duh. I'm not that slow, okay?
You kind of were.
Shut up.
That was the slowest I've ever seen you. Caitlin can get slow from time to time. That's how you laugh, Caitlin.
That's exactly how I laugh.
No, you're more like a... No, I'm sorry. There's your laugh. So retarded. Okay, moving on from Trump, because we don't like to talk about Trumps. Trumps? Yeah, we don't like
trumpets?
To
trumpets?
I love trumpets. That was the instrument I played in band in 7th grade.
Wow.
I was lead trumpeter.
Woo.
That means I was good at trumpet. And it's totally not the fact that there was only two trumpet players and I was the best one out of us two. But yeah, I was first trumpet. Mwah. And I was amazing. I was supposed to go back to that school for 8th grade, but ended up stuck with you.
Yay.
I miss you.
I miss her too.
You're so concreted. Yeah, we had a friend named Zoo who didn't pronounce things properly from time to time.
2001st.
Yeah, she said Caitlin was born in 2001st. Ow, my ear. She said Caitlin was born in 2001st and that people are concreted and not conceited. There was something else that she said, but I can't remember.
I don't know.
But that was also something else that she said. Excuse me. I had a tickle. Do you ever watch Empire?
Nope.
Do you watch anything besides Captain Sparkles?
Yeah. I watch Netflix a lot.
Oh, what do you watch on Netflix?
The 100. That's a really good show.
The 100. Never heard of it.
That's good.
I just binge watch all three seasons of Young and Hungry in 3 days. I could have done it sooner, but... I could have probably finished it within, like, 2 days, but... Sorry. I'm dying.
Don't die.
She says that a lot to me. She also when I have to go up for presentations in front of class, her best advice is don't mess up.
Don't mess up.
Because isn't she amazing? That's how she is all the time. She doesn't care about anything. Tells you she's a real
English.
I want to watch Young and Hungry again. I'm upset that Netflix hasn't caught up because I know there's more episodes that they've missed. And I really, really, really want to watch it again. Like, majorly. I need the show. I'm about to go back and watch all the episodes again.
Wow.
Again and again until they update it.
I did that to Flash.
I never got into Flash. It was meh.
It's really good.
I watched like the first three episodes and I was just like, eh, it doesn't suit my fancy. Now, if they made a show about Iron Man, I'd be watching that every week.
Nah.
Just like how I watch Empire and Lucifer. Because those are my two. Those two are tied for my favorite show. Because I still really love Empire, but I really love Lucifer. Like, Lucifer is like one of the greatest shows I've ever watched. Because it's funny. It has the greatest cast. I don't know what's happening. I think I'm dying. It has the greatest cast. Great comedy. I might have already said that. I don't remember what the first. Okay, take away the comedy. First, it has great comedy. It has a great cast. It's always interesting. And there's a great romance. Let me try that again. There's a great romance brewing between Chloe and Lucifer.
Wow. Spoiler alert.
Well, they're not together. Oh, spoiler alert. I mean, Lucifer's been off the air for a bit. The second season is coming back in September. What's today? Ooh. July, August? I still have to go through the entire month of August to get back Empire and Lucifer. But you don't care because you don't watch TV. Nope. All you do is watch YouTube.
And Netflix.
I mean, I can't complain. All I do is watch YouTube too and YouTube too. Yeah, that's a thing. And I also just go and watch Senpai. I love Senpai.
Of course.
Like, I don't even watch Jack anymore. That's how much I love Markiplier.
Really?
Jack is my favorite. I used to watch his videos all the time, and Mark was occasional. And then it was just like, after the three-week trip. After the three-week trip that from last 2 years ago in eighth grade, that's when I slowly started watching Jack less and less. And then I started watching Mark more and more to where all I do is watch Markiplier. And I occasionally watch Jack, depending on what video it is.
I can't stand his accent.
I don't know why you don't like his Irish accent. Because of him, I want an Irish accent.
No.
Yes. I want an Irish accent and be like, top of the morning to you laddies. Oh, would you like a Irish accent with your morning? Because I'm Irish. Fiddly-tee potatoes.
We wouldn't be friends then.
I would hurt. If you hated me because of my accent, I'd be like, oh, Caitlin, top of the morning to you. How would you like some potatoes with your morning cup of black coffee like your soul?
Yep.
I don't know where that came from.
Wow.
Fiddly-dee. Potatoes. Like your heart. Which is non-existent.
Exactly.
It's got evil. Wow. I'm depressed now. Oh. You guys want to know something funny? Back in 8th grade, because I wasn't in choir last year, right? No.
Mm-mm.
Back in 8th grade, I did a certain performance with the choir. She did a certain performance with the dance.
Oh,
the
God.
Steel drums player did a performance. We were all in the same performance. Me being in choir, sang Under the Sea. Her being in dance to Under the Sea. The steel drums ruined everything.
And you guys.
No. We were amazing.
No, you weren't.
Yes. The steel drums players were too loud so no one could hear us.
Yeah. You guys didn't sing loud enough.
Do you want us to go, Under the Sea?
Yeah.
No.
I hate this song.
It makes you cringe, doesn't it?
Yep.
Every time I hear it, too, it makes you cringe because it reminds me of that horrible day. We messed up the performance. Like, we did it all day in practice, and we sang it perfectly. When it came to the actual performance at night, we screwed up and sang the first part of it again for the second part, and we just rolled with it. And the choir teacher, she wasn't mad. She's like, it's just done. It's
over. But you messed us up.
You guys could have just kept dancing. Like,
no.
Don't blame the choir kids for
we
it.
We had 2 days to learn that whole dance.
We
and
had
then
a
you guys messed it up.
No. You guys had 2 days, so you messed it up because you were uneducated in the performance.
Because you messed up.
And the steel drums players were always too loud, and we only messed it up once.
Oh, boo-hoo.
We did it perfectly for the practices, and then when it came to performance, we got nervous, and we were just like, ugh. That choir group, I'm not going to lie, we sucked because one of the girls that was in it, she got so nervous during the high school, fifth grade through high school dance, to where she sang a key higher than what she was supposed to. So while everyone's singing right here, she's like, we're like, and she's just like, and we're like, we couldn't concentrate on all our singing, so we weren't matched perfectly because she was nervous and couldn't sing. And then we had a bunch of people that were just like, I don't want to be in choir anymore. And then I was the only guy in choir, so of course I was the one who got picked on the most, but look where I am now.
Wow.
Ding.
That's my thing.
No, I did it first.
I did it first.
I did the ding first.
Whatever. You can have it.
I don't want it. It has well, your name then. Written on it.
Whale, then.
Don't take my whale. It's my whale.
It's my whale.
Whale. Like wheat thins.
Whale.
Whale.
Wheat thins.
Wheat thins and water. Would you like more water?
Water.
Would you like one more water? I'm going to talk like that next year. I'm going to be like, hey, Caitlin, how's it going? How was your weekend?
Weekend.
Did you do anything fun? Did you walk your dogs? Or take a nice walk to your backyard? Or get some water or water your plants this weekend? This wonderful, wonderful weekend?
We wouldn't be friends.
We're friends?
Are we? No.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us, Caitlin. Door's over there. I mean, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
You want to know what you guys can do to pick on her? She doesn't have a Facebook.
So?
Why don't you have a Facebook?
Because it's stupid.
Like you?
Yep.
But, why don't you, like, seriously, you need to have a Facebook. It's not only so you can communicate with your friends and play games. It's so you can help Little Fella Radio.
Why would I want to do that?
If you don't want to be on the show and help us, you can leave. I have no problem running the show by myself. Don't go.
Okay, then.
Don't give me that look. You're not allowed to leave. Have you ever heard of that band Evanescence? I can't remember. They're like... I don't remember how they pronounce it, but they're like... the band that's like... They did the Wake Me Up song. Or Save Me. Something like that. I have it on my phone, but I can't remember what the name of the song was. Like, wake me up inside.
Oh, I know the song. I don't know the band.
You never heard of any of their other songs?
No.
I like their song, My Immortal. It's like a weird song that sounds really good on the piano. Well, it's for a piano, but it's just like, it's nice and calm, and then it gets to this one point where it's just like, you can imagine it with the guitar, but on a piano, and it sounds really cool. Like, that's how weird it is. But, ooh, excuse you. I need you to stay where you are, because you're not done yet, my friend. Friend. Want to be friends, Caitlin?
No.
You can add me on Facebook.
No.
God. If Markiplier gets on the show, I'm making sure I don't call you, so you can't be on it.
Okay.
You're going to miss out on a chance to talk to Senpai.
He's not Senpai.
Well, he's my Senpai.
Okay.
And Mark and Senpai, I want you to notice me. Do you remember that one song back in like, where did it come out? Like probably back in like when we were in like sixth or fifth grade. It was that Asking All Them Questions song. You never heard of it?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
That was probably one of the most popular songs. It was dumb, but it was stupid. Like, where? Who? You, really?
No, I've never heard of it.
What rock do you live under? Do you live with Patrick Starr or something?
Yep. He's my best friend.
You have a best friend? You're capable of having friends?
Yep.
I mean, she does feel emotions. Oh, there is one emotion she feels. Humor at other people's pain.
Yep.
Whenever she sees someone gets hurt or something, she just laughs. She once watched a little kid trip And she tried to stay calm and be helpful for the kid, but she laughed. And when she tried to stop laughing, it made it even worse. So she kept laughing and laughing at the kid. And she's trying to help him, but she couldn't stop laughing. And the kid started crying. And she just laughed to where she had to walk away from helping the kid. And of course, I just sat there and watched her laugh at it. So who's really the demon here? This has been a great show.
Yep. So much fun.
Oh, please. As if you'd be doing anything else right now.
Exactly.
So you're welcome for getting you out of the house today.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Ugh. Can you ever just be happy?
I am happy.
You gotta be happy like Beyonce. Beyonce?
I know.
You gave me a look. I was like, do you not know who Beyonce is?
Yes, I know who Beyonce is.
Really? Name one of her songs.
Drunk in Love.
Name one of her songs that I like.
I don't know.
Name a different song then than Drunk in Love.
Diamonds?
That's Rihanna.
Oh. Oopsies. I don't know.
I like Beyonce. Only know one of her songs. And then mistake her for Rihanna.
I mean, I don't listen to her that much.
But you just said that you liked her.
Okay, I like her.
You like one song from her.
Yeah, sure. Ugh. Like, I don't hate her, but...
First, you say you don't like... You're not the biggest fan of Markiplier. And then you talk crap about Beyonce. Don't come back to the show.
Okay.
Ugh. And with that, the show is over. Thank you for joining us for another Little Fella Radio. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon. When you or your parents think Amazon, shop through the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. Remember to tell your friends and family about Little Fella Radio. Share the show on your Facebook wall. Retweet us on Twitter and follow us on Instagram. Just search Little Fella Radio, all one word. That's it for the show. I'm AJ.
And I'm Caitlin.
And we will see you next time. Have a muffin button day.
Bye.
Bye.